The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Skelly Aromax, gasoline that's weather-right for your car. But today, we have a special message from the Skell Gas Company, which is part of the Skelly Oil Company. Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is not gasoline. It's rich, pure, natural gas, compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skell Gas dealer. Skell Gas brings the comfort and convenience of city gas service to those who live beyond the gas main. Now, here's an interesting letter from a Skell Gas user in LaGrange, Illinois. Mrs. Bernard R. Payne, 627 7th Avenue. Mrs. Payne says,
"For 5.5 years, I've longed to be able to turn out a perfect cake, but with no success. I really studied the problem. I used the best methods, the best materials, but with my old-fashioned kitchen stove, I was never able to bake a cake I could really be proud of. Then we got Skell Gas, and I was almost overwhelmed with joy at the very first cake that came out of my Skell Gas range. It was perfect, and I've never had a cake failure since. We've been using Skell Gas for more than 2 years now, and we're still completely satisfied. We appreciate its convenience, its cleanliness, and its economy, and the perfect results it gives in every kind of cooking and baking. It's ideal, too, for water heaters and gas refrigerators. I've recommended Skell Gas to a great many people, and I tell them all the same thing. They'll save themselves untold time and trouble and be money ahead in the long run if they switch over to Skell Gas. Sincerely, Mrs. Bernard R. Payne, LaGrange, Illinois."
Well, thank you, Mrs. Payne. We hope this letter will lead many other modern homemakers to a perfect solution of their cooking problems with Skell Gas. See your Skell Gas dealer this week without fail about his amazing big free Christmas gift offer in connection with Skell Gas kitchen ranges. If there's no Skell Gas dealer near you, write a letter or postcard to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Skell Gas, the ideal fuel for those who live beyond the city gas main. And now to Captain Midnight. You'll remember that Chuck Ramsey, while flying to get help, was attacked in the air by Gardo, chief pilot for Ivan Shark. Chuck's engine was crippled, and he was forced to take to his parachute while Captain Midnight and the rest watched helplessly on the ground. As Chuck's parachute opens and he floats toward the ground and safety, the cutthroat Gardo dives at the chute, hoping to rip it with his propeller blades. Captain Midnight and Patsy, standing together below, are horrified. Listen as Patsy screams.
"He can't do that, Captain Midnight. It's murder."
"Oh, slip that chute, Chuck. Drop faster."
"He's almost on him. Oh, I can't bear to look."
"That's the stuff, Chuck. That's the stuff. Look, Patsy. Chuck's collapsing his chute. See? He's pulling on the shroud lines."
"Hurry, Chuck. Hurry."
"Now you're doing it, Chuck, but pull harder on those shroud lines."
"Look, Captain. Chuck's got the chute half collapsed. He's dropping. Faster, Chuck. Faster."
"He's getting away, Patsy. That pilot will have to change direction."
"You're right. He's beginning to pull up. Chuck's going to get away from
him." "Now, Chuck. Now's your chance. Slip your chute some more."
"But I don't understand, Captain. That pilot could have kept right on diving at Chuck."
"Yeah, sure he could. But he might get his propeller all wound up on that parachute. Then he'd be just as bad off as Chuck. What he wants to do is to rip the top of that chute with the tips of his propeller blades."
"I see. These pilots of sharks think of their own necks first."
"Yes. Who's that?"
"Well, it's Pinky and Slip. They're running this way."
"Well, what's happened to the others?"
"Well, they're standing still in their tracks."
"Oh.
What's going on, Red? What's that fella doing to Chuck?"
"He's trying to rip Chuck's chute."
"Chuck ain't got a chance. That fella's got him cold." "Quick, Pinky, up with your rifle."
"Quick, Chuck, slip your chute again. He's coming right at you."
"Oh, here, Pinky, give me your gun."
"Okay, Red. Here's the beat."
"All right."
"Chuck's almost in a line between us and that plane. If the pilot turns a little bit more, he'll be coming straight toward Chuck and us, too."
"All right. Quick, Slim. Aim."
"Okay, Red.
Now, shoot."
"Quick. Shoot again before it's too late."
"Quick, before they get in line. Fire now or you may hit Chuck."
"Come on, Slim. Come on. This is our last chance."
"That pilot's changing direction."
"By the great Whistler, Look at that!
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Look, something's happened to his engine.
Yes. Now I see. He's lost one blade of his propeller. One of us got in a lucky shot, Slim.
Look at him. He's pulling away.
Listen to that noise.
Yes. His engine's pounding itself to pieces. He'd better get that thing shut off or the motor will jump right out of the frame.
There. He caught the switch.
He's turning off to the east. Where's he going?
Well, he can't go very far. I don't think he can glide over that ridge there. Now he'll have to make a forced landing.
What on?
He'll have to land in the jungle, Pinky, or on that mountainside to the east. In either case, we won't have to worry about him anymore. All right, now let's see what's happening to Chuck.
No, he's coming down right over the reef.
Right. I was afraid for a minute he was going right into the waterfall. But he'll miss that.
Wait a minute. He won't hit in the river either, see? There's a breeze carrying him to the west.
Oh, that's going to be bad, Red. He'll land right in the jungle. And that ain't no fit place for a human being.
I'll say it ain't. There's nothing but thick undergrowth and mud and slime beneath.
Yes.
But look, what's Chuck doing now, Captain? That there thing's folding up on him.
Why, he's slipping the chute again. Gosh, Captain, isn't he taking an awful chance? He's getting pretty close to the ground.
Oh, that's the stuff, Chuck. That's using your head. That's it. Don't you see, Patsy? He's slipping his chute so we can land in the temple square. If he doesn't do that, the wind will carry him to the other side of the temple and into the jungle.
Gosh, he's a-going down awful darn fast.
And or better look out or he won't get that there thing open again.
Oh, from up here, he looks closer to the ground than he really is.
There. He's letting it open again.
Uh-huh.
Looks to me he's almost on the ground.
Yes, he's maneuvering just right now.
He's made it. He's made it. He's going to land in the square.
You bet he is. Come on. Let's get the others together and we'll go down and meet Chuck.
Not far to the east, on the top of the mountain ridge, is a high, rocky knoll. And on this vantage point, his eyes peering through powerful binoculars, stands Ivan Shark. Near him are his daughter, Fury, and his servant, Fang. Listen as Fury exclaims.
Gato's plane is crippled. He will not make it across bridge, Father. He's not high enough.
No, Fury. He will not be able to make it. Such negligence.
But something must have happened, Father. He was doing very well until suddenly he pulled up.
Yes, Fury. Something has happened to his engine. But he should have gotten his man before that. That is why I'm angry. He does not take his opportunities quickly enough.
Look, Martha, look. Got all leaps from airplanes.
So I see, Fang. Look, he's bailing out.
There. His parachute has opened. He will land near us.
Quickly, Fang. Garter will drop in the trees below us. Go down and help him.
Yes, Martha. I go at once.
Are you satisfied now, Father? Was it Captain Midnight who bailed out?
It was not Captain Midnight.
Who was it then?
I believe it was the boy, Chuck Ramsey.
Did you see where he landed?
Yes, my dear. If it is Chuck Ramsey, he has shown that he is not entirely a numbskull.
And how did he show that?
He was headed for the jungle. But by slipping his parachute, he has succeeded in landing in the square in front of the temple.
He slipped his parachute several minutes ago when he fooled Gatto.
Yes. Just as Gatto had him, the boy collapsed his chute and dropped down.
Look, Gatto is hitting into those trees now.
So I see, Fury. And he is very lucky indeed, because his plane was falling very close to him. He was too anxious. He pulled the ripcord too soon.
Gatto is hanging from those branches. But Fang is there to help him. Perhaps after all, Father, you had better turn Gatto over to me.
Are you getting anxious, Fury, to heat the point of your dagger? But I believe you will have to wait just a little longer.
I thought you were going to turn him over to me for punishment. Has he not caused the loss of another of our planes?
True, my dear. But although Gatto has many faults, he also has some virtues. Do not forget that he prevented the boy Chuck Ramsey from escaping in that plane.
Yes, Father, that is true.
And I am not entirely displeased with this morning's events. Chuck Ramsey is already at the temple. And if you will look through these glasses, you will see others descending that mountain trail on the other side of the waterfall.
Let me look, Father.
There. See for yourself.
I see several men. Yes, and two women.
The women will be Mrs. Donovan and her daughter, Patsy.
There are two men in front. I am sure. Yes, I am sure. They are Captain Midnight and Señor Pareda.
That is quite likely, my dear. How many others do you make out?
I cannot be sure, Ivan. But I believe there are 12 or 15 more. All men.
They will be the followers of Señor Pareda who have joined him in the mountains.
Here come Gatto and Fang. Gatto's face seems to be bleeding.
Yes. That happened when he fell through those branches.
Yeah, he's got out, Master. He's not hot bad.
Oh, Chief, I guess I got out lucky. Just a few scratches, that's all.
Quick, Ivan, there's a man approaching from the other side.
So I see, Fury, but there is no cause for alarm. It is one of Rossman's men. I instructed him to send me a message here. See what news the man has brought, Fang.
Yes, Master. I will get the message.
I hope you ain't gonna be sore about the ship, Chief. I couldn't make it over the ridge.
I see you could not, Gardo. But what happened to your engine?
Oh, it wasn't my engine, Chief. I lost one blade of my prop.
Huh? And how did that happen?
Well, you got me, Chief. I was just about to finish that kid when the blade flew off.
It was Chuck Ramsey then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who it was, all right. He was all alone, trying to beat it somewhere in that ship.
I can very well guess where he was going. Captain Midnight sent him away in an attempt to get help. But I do not understand, Gardo, why you did not finish him off the first time.
Well, he slipped his chute on me, Chief.
Yes, but you could have dived in a steeper line.
Yeah, but I was too close to him, Chief. I'd have got messed up in his parachute.
What difference does that make? You would have gotten him, would you not?
Yeah, but I'd have got all tangled up in that chute. I wouldn't have had a chance myself. There's no use killing two of us.
Nah. Always thinking of your own skin.
I have been looking for the glasses, Father. Captain Midnight and his party are almost down to the temple.
Excellent. Excellent.
Hey, here comes Fang.
Tex Rossman sent message to you, Master. He said Captain Midnight burns one airplane, then goes into cave. No one left in Valley.
Well, Ivan, things are working out exactly as you planned.
Yeah, Chief. You wanted to get Captain Midnight and all that bunch down to the old temple, didn't you?
Listen to me, Fang.
Yes, Master?
Tell the messenger to return to Rossman. My order to him is to bring his men down and surround the temple. Later today, I will send him a plan which will show every exit. He is to make certain that none of Captain Midnight's party leaves alive.
Yes, Master. I give message.
Do you remember the chamber, Gardo? The chamber that was so low, so wet, so slimy, where you heard the gurgling of the water? I am making my final plans very carefully, Gardo. That chamber will be the final tomb of Captain Midnight. Yeah.
It looks very much as though Captain Midnight has at last fallen into the clever trap set for him by Ivan Shark. Does Captain Midnight have the slightest inkling of what has been planned for him and his friends? Fantastic and thrilling adventures are ahead in the old Aztec temple. Don't miss them. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But say, did you know that your Skelgas dealer is giving a marvelous free gift with every Skelgas kitchen range ordered before Christmas? It's a beautiful 57-piece set of brightly colored dinnerware. It's a strikingly beautiful set, glowing with all the warm, contrasting colors of romantic old Spain. This 57-piece set has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. Your Skelgas dealer is offering it to you free with every Skelgas kitchen range ordered this week. See this gorgeous 57-piece dinnerware set together with the new Skelgas kitchen ranges at your Skelgas dealers today. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!